This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got a little emergency OPP here. This woman has found something of her boyfriend's that she thinks he shouldn't have.
Oh, okay.
Beth?
Yay.
Yay. Hey. Let's talk about it. What's going on?
Yeah.
So a couple days ago, I found a note on my boyfriend's phone titled Roster. It had like all of these girls' names on it and contact information as
roster.
Well as their social media handles.
It was called Roster.
Roster, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
No, can I just ask, like, when you say you found it, it's because it was his open screen on his phone and he left it open. It has nothing to do with you hacking his password or using his face while he was asleep and snooping through his phone.
What?
No face and no password thing, but it was open and he was in the shower. So I knew
I had 10 minutes to rifle through his social, his notes app. When you're down in the notes app, sweetheart, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're like going too far.
I didn't know if he wanted to put anything for his birthday in there, or I don't know.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. I am not victim blaming. I'm not, but you're going through his phone to see if he's got birthday ideas for himself. Is that your statement?
That's kind of extending a little far, but he did say I know his password. He has told me I can go through his phone anytime, and this is why I'm calling you guys, because we are planning to move in together. So this is something.
Okay. Question. Are you on his roster?
Oh my gosh. Actually, I'm not. That ticked me off a little bit too. He told me it was way before we were dating.
Okay.
I mean, he admitted it.
Oh, you asked him about the roster.
Of course I did. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, I
Oh, so
did.
You've already admitted that you're a snoop and that, like, oh, God, I thought we were starting this problem from way farther back. Okay, so you said, what the hell is this? To which he replied.
Unfinished business?
Like,
or
yeah, what does it mean to him?
He said that he kept a list when he was dating and, like, on all these dating apps, and he needed to keep everything organized.
Okay. So these are women he slept with or could have slept with or were in the queue. Roster to me, like, I have
a done roster or yeah.
Yeah, what
mark.
Is it? That, yes.
Yeah.
Do you have?
I actually don't know the full truth. Like, I would think he would tell me, but he told me it was just to keep them like his conversations that like rank them in interest and not. So they never met.
So these are just people, but he's got their name, their phone number, their socials, so he can go and refresh himself. It's like, ooh, if Tiffany reaches out, let me go remind myself of what Tiffany looks like.
Wow.
Flip through her Insta.
Dang.
And then go, that's right, she's the blonde one.
And ranked there.
Yes, and she's close to the top of my roster.
Wow.
She's not batting cleanup.
She's leaning off.
So weird.
She's in the hole.
Oh my God. Sorry, Beth. Sorry. So you are calling us for what? You want to know if that's a normal behavior? You want?
Yeah, I want to know. Is it weird that he kept it? That's so weird to me. I we've been exclusive for a long time, and we're planning on moving in together, and I don't know if he is who he says he is, and I'm not sure if I should.
303-222-5423 or text in. Give Beth advice at 51059. I think it's kind of okay. I think the roster itself, I don't have one.
Okay.
But
we have numbers.
My success rate. So that's two different things.
Right.
I think I know who I've had relations with, but I don't have like a notes app. Here's my two ex-wives ago's Insta, here's like the girl, my one night stand snap. Like, I don't have that. I know people who are successful on the dating apps. They do have to keep people straight.
Wow.
But
I know it's a different day and age, right? So I get that. But to still have it.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like, well, why don't you just pick one of those girls then? Like, that's what it makes me want to say.
So,
but I'm in love with him. You know, I really, we have put down a down payment and we're going to sign the lease, but we haven't yet. So this is where you guys come in.
Okay. So you've got your deposits in. Okay. I do think he should at least hide it better now.
I know.
But here's the thing, Beth. If he gave you his password, he's not
hiding it because he knows did he forget that he told you could go?
Yeah, or forgot that he had it in there.
Yeah.
But he should let it go, or should he not? Does he not have to let it go?
Do you have yours memorized, or do you have it?
I don't have a roster. I have my list of people I've had relations with that's kind of in my... I don't know. I don't sit around and...
Right. So and he like, had a jot.
Well, but he's jotting he's jotting his draft picks.
The ones that he would have...
Still could.
Right. It's like a fantasy that he could if he wasn't with Beth. Yes. So if you guys break up, he's going to the list.
Well, I've already screenshotted that list and sent it to me, so...
Good for you.
Oh, my Lord.
Good for you.
Okay.
I kind of want to know where you ranked on it.
That's a super healthy... Yeah. But you're not on there, so that's good. That means you're on the team.
At least, right?
If you're still on the roster, then you'd know. I don't think it's unhealthy to have done that.
Okay.
We're going to talk to other people. Like, at what point... Because I've actually talked to people who... just don't take down their profile on the dating sites, even though they're seeing somebody. And it's like, why? It's like, because then I'd have to re-sign up and everything. It's like, I'm not active on it. And it's like, well, but shouldn't you just...
Means he's expecting the relationship to end somewhere because then he's...
Or just the contingent. Like, if you moved in with somebody, would you sell all your furniture or would you put it in storage?
Oh, I'd still hang on to what's good stuff.
Right, just in case, right?
But you're saying that this is not going to work out then.
Well, there is that thing. If you have a safety net, you're going to fall. Where sometimes, you know, jump all the way in and delete your roster and get rid of your furniture, you're committed to Beth.
But the question is, do I ask him or do I even have, like, should I even have to ask him? You know what I mean?
To delete it.
He kind of forgot. I could tell that he was like, oh, shoot. That is, you know, so, but I still like,
yeah,
he kind of downplayed it a little bit and he still has it on there and he wasn't like, I'm going to take it off and whatever. So
he should definitely make a big, if he hasn't made a big deal about getting rid of it in front of you, that's a little bit of a flag for me. But I mean, I don't live in the world. Like,
even if I went through his phone, because I think maybe that's why he wasn't like falling, you know, on his sword for me.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Hang on, Beth. We're going to find out if he's got to dump his roster or not.
Okay.
Don't move. I don't, He should have dumped it. He probably should have dumped it.
Yeah.
But then again, if there's not a ring on the finger, when do you have to dump it?
Right.
What is your... When is the moment when you have to say, I'm officially... He's not doing anything about it. It's just a list of people. I have Facebook friends.
Okay.
Do I have to like go through and go, oh, that was a girl that I met because of Bumble and like delete her as a friend? Like, it's the same thing. He's just got him. He's just a more organized dude.
So you both have to sit next to each other. You got a screen up here. Okay. I got to watch you do this to these people. And I got to watch.
So you follow who on Insta? Her? That she's hot. Well, she's a fitness model that I watch her. Yeah, no, you don't. She's in Denver. You got to dump her.
See.
You cannot follow that girl.
See. How about this one? Whoa.
She's friends with my sister. No, she's not. Beth wants the roster deleted. He's kind of downplaying it, but she found it through nefarious reasons. Mm. If you've got any advice for her, we could use it. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We need your advice. Slacker and Steve's OPP.
303-222-5423.
We're trying to help Beth out.
Yeah.
We learned that her boyfriend has a roster.
Yeah, of the women that he's been with.
No, the opposite.
Yeah, that's what it is. Sorry, yeah. That he wants to get with.
And they're categorized, and they have their socials, yes. And it's like, these are the people that, and it's, I think when you're actively dating, having that helps you keep, because I've kind of seen Aaron do that, because as a female, she gets hit on a ton on her dating sites, so it's like, I got to keep
track of everything, of these dudes,
right.
Yeah.
Well, they're... Like, Beth and this man are serious enough that they've put the deposit down on a place, and she's like, I don't know what to do because I don't feel like I can move in with him if he's still got his emergency...
Break the glass.
Yeah, sleep with this girl if you're in trouble kind of people. So
but he's like,
she wants to know if she can force him to get rid of the list.
I like one of the excuses, though. Is this true, though, that he doesn't want to have to start over, redo password? I don't know, is it hard or...
I've gotten on the dating sites, had zero success, and gotten off of the...
Okay.
David?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. What do you think?
I think she should just leave it alone. If he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat with that list or not.
Yep.
So just asking him to remove it just gives her a false sense of security.
Ooh.
So he should, but shouldn't he want to get rid of it? Like... Isn't that the signal that we're all looking for, is that you're not looking anymore?
Mm.
Like, men and women, I don't think this is exclusively a girl problem. Like, if I were, I would want to hear you say, yeah, I'm not going to ladies' night.
Mm.
I deleted my Hinge profile.
Yeah.
Like, it's us.
He can still say that and do the same thing if he had it or not. It just gives you a false sense of security. Yeah, it makes you feel good in the moment, but it's never a guarantee.
Dang, that's, yeah.
So, but you'd stay with this dude. You would still stay, even though he's got all that info in his phone.
You know, like I said, I mean, the person did it. It would make you feel good for then, but it's not going to guarantee it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. Chelsea.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she should run. That's a big red flag, especially if he's still holding on to it and he won't delete it.
But it took so long to mine those people.
Make a little key.
Yeah, and I have this, like, I have charts and graphs and links.
What does that tell about his respect for women? He has to sit there and rank them and write them down.
Yeah.
Okay, Chelsea, you're going to tell me you don't do the same thing? At least even mentally?
No.
Is Ryan Reynolds hotter than, you know, what's his name? I can only think of Ryan Reynolds right now. Oh my God, he's so hot. You don't do that.
You're potentially gonna start like a relationship with this person, or like date him, and you take that much time to invest and rank him. That's a little crazy.
But at least he took her off the list.
Isn't that
but she was never on the list.
She doesn't know that. I bet she was on the list. Then you get moved up to the
girl, you deserve better. Run.
It's like nobody has to write down Jokic on the starting lineup. We all know, but you write down the bench guys.
Okay, yeah,
you're like, oh, what's that other dude's name over there? He might have to come in at some point. We should write a list of all those guys. But you have to remember him.
The superstar.
I'm slaughtering his name so bad. If you're listening, Jokic, you're on my roster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.